Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Ward, do you realize that it's after 10 o'clock?
I certainly do. When that Beaver gets home, I'm going to... All right, not so fast, sir. Oh, it's you, Wally.
Golly, Dad, what did I do?
Nothing. We thought you were Beaver.
Oh. Well, the way Dad looks, I'm just as glad I'm not.
Your brother went to the library. It closes at 9 o'clock, and he was supposed to come right home.
He knows perfectly well he's not supposed to stay out this late on a school night.
Well, it could be a couple million reasons.
Wally, I'm not interested in hearing any reasons, either from you or from him. Now, that boy's been told time and time again that he...
Boy, Dad, you should have been there with Mike and Kevin and me. There was this whole house getting moved down the street, and there were these guys with red lanterns and...
Uh-uh, Beaver.
And, Dad, there was this police car and...
Uh-uh, Wally.
Uh-uh.
Thanks, Wally.
That's okay.
Whatever I did, is it something I did tonight? Or is it something you just found out about tonight?
Beaver, you stayed out until 10 o'clock on a school night. Now, your last report card was nothing to brag about.
But, Dad...
So, from now on, there'll be no leaving the house at all on school nights. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Beaver, you brought this on yourself. Now, you better go on upstairs and get some sleep.
Yes, Mom. At least I can't get in any trouble doing that. Boy, it's a dirty jet not leaving the house on school nights. I'll bet if the house caught fire, I just have to sit up here and burn.
Look, Beaver, will you quit moaning? A lot of guys can't go out on school nights.
Mike and Kevin can.
Look, that's got nothing to do with you. Mom and Dad don't make up these rules just to be making them up. You're doing it for your own good.
For my own good? What are you doing, Wally? Practicing being a father or something?
Look, I went through the same thing when I was your age. Mom and Dad used to get on me, too, if I didn't get in early.
Yeah. Did all that practice being mean to you, so when I came along, they were practically experts.
You know what you have, Beav? You have a persecution complex.
I do not. Just everybody's all the time picking on me.
Look, Beav, why don't you go in and get washed up, huh?
I don't want to wash. I want to stay dirty and miserable.
Yeah. Well, you wait till you get your own room before you do that.
When you got home last night?
Well, it wasn't only last night. It lasted to clean the breakfast this morning. Didn't your folks say anything to you when you got home late?
No. Well, my dad said it was high, and then he went back to watching a horror picture on TV. And how come your parents made such a big deal out of being just a little late?
Well, my dad says it interferes with my schoolwork.
And how can it interfere with your schoolwork?
Well, when you get home late, well, you don't get your homework done. Anyway, that's what my dad says.
Hi, guys.
Beaver got jumped off for getting home late last night.
No fooling. What'd they do to you?
I can't leave the house anymore on school nights.
Ah, don't worry. In a couple of days, your father will forget about it.
No, he never forgets. Well, didn't your folks yell at you for getting home late last night?
No, my mother and father were out. Only my big sister was there.
Well, didn't she yell at you?
No, she was in the kitchen curling her wig.
Well, gee, I never knew a guy who had a sister who was bald.
She's not bald. She just doesn't want to look like such a mess.
Boy, Kevin, you sure got a neat family.
Well, I'll see you guys.
Hey, Mike, are you sure your parents didn't yell at you?
No, babe, nobody said anything.
Boy, my parents sure have it in for me. You know what?
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Mom.
Beaver?
something wrong?
What could be wrong, Mom? Hi, Mom.
Hello, Wally.
Something wrong?
No, nothing's wrong.
Oh, you kind of look like some of those girls at school when they haven't got a date lined up for the dance.
Not quite that bad, Wally. Do you think your father and I are being too strict with Beaver?
You mean about not leaving the house on school nights?
Mm-hmm. He just came home, hardly said hello, and went straight up to his room.
You know, I remember when you could square everything with Beaver just by buying him a red balloon.
Afraid he's a little too old for red balloons. Wally, do you think we're being fair with Beaver?
Gee, I don't know, Mom. It's been a long time since I was a kid, but looking back, I guess most of the time you were fair with me, even if I didn't know it.
Thank you, Wally.
Mom, I think the worst thing you and Dad could do would be soften up now. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Okay, when are you going to snap out of it, huh?
What's it to you?
Hey, look, don't start treating me like Dad or I'll belt you one. Hey, what's this?
Nothing.
Ticket to the jalopy races. Hey, where'd you get it?
Mike and Kevin and I got them down at the supermarket, but I'll never be able to use mine.
Why not?
Because it's on a school night, and I can't go out on school nights. But maybe if I asked Dad, he'll let me go, huh, Wally?
Gee, I don't think so, Beav.
When I was a little kid, well, I could always start begging and crying.
Yeah, that's right. Between the whining and the blubbering, you really had it made.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll ask Dad anyway. I'd sure like to go to those jalopy races. It'd be just my luck if they had a real neat wreck or something and I wasn't there.
I'm sorry, Beaver, but I told you you're not to go out on school nights, and that's that.
But, Dad, Mike and Kevin can't...
I'm not concerned with Michael and Kevin. What they do is strictly up to them. What your mother and I are concerned with is you and your schoolwork.
Yes, sir.
Well, Beaver, you don't seem too happy.
I'm not supposed to be, Mom. I'm a kid.
Is Beaver still upset?
I guess so. He wanted to go to the jalopy races, but I told him I meant what I said about school nights.
Well, I guess what's bothering him is that Kevin and Michael have so much freedom.
It's what's bothering half the parents in America, too, that their children's friends have so much freedom.
Or maybe we could try to...
Good afternoon, Mr. Cleaver. Mrs. Cleaver.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Is Wally at home?
No, he went to the store for me, but he'd be back right away.
Oh, would it be all right with you if I waited up in his room?
Oh, yes, yes, Beaver's up there.
Oh, then the little fellow didn't go with Wally.
No, he's being punished.
Oh, are you sure it's all right if he has visitors?
Yes, yes, he's permitted visitors.
Thank you, sir.
Or don't you think Beaver's being punished enough without sicking Eddie on him?
Would you rather he waited down here with us?
Oh, I guess not.
Hi, Beaver.
Hi, Eddie.
What you doing? Reading or just looking at the pictures?
Well, I have to find a current event for school.
Hey, I hear they got you in solitary confinement. What'd you do, spill jam on your bib again?
No, I stay out late, so I'm not allowed out on school nights.
Hey, that's rough. If that ever happened to me, 8 or 9 girls would kill themselves.
Cut the jokes, Eddie. It's not funny. All my friends can go out and I can't.
Well, I feel for you, kid. I used to get pushed around plenty, too. Why don't you take it to a higher authority?
Like who, the Supreme Court?
Nah, look. I was going with this girl once, and her parents started squawking about her wearing makeup. She wrote a letter that, tell it to Ella column in the newspaper. Ella took her side. Now she's allowed to wear makeup.
No fooling? Well, gee, my parents read her column a lot. Do you think I'd write to her about not being allowed out on school nights?
Well, sure. When she balls your parents out in the paper, they'll start treating you right.
Gee, I don't know.
Here, let me show you. Dear Ella, I am 12 years old and have a chance to earn some extra money by cutting lawns on Saturday. But my mother says she thinks that's the day I should help around the house. What do you think? Signed, Confused.
What does she say?
Dear Confused, ask your mother to compromise by allowing you to put in equal time in your own yard and cutting lawns for others. See? She's not on the side of the mother. She's on the side of the downtrodden.
Yeah. What about that one?
Dear Ella, every time I have an argument with my parents, I run upstairs and lock myself in the room. This makes them even madder. What do you think I should do? Signed, 14-year-old.
What's your answer?
Dear 14-year-old, grow up. Yeah, she's got to be a wise guy once in a while.
Yeah, but what'll I write to her?
Get a pencil and take this down. Dear Ella, while all the other kids have their freedom, my parents keep me locked up in my room.
Eddie.
I don't mind the big bolt on the door or the barbed wire on the window.
Eddie, you can't send in stuff like this.
Why not? You gotta come on strong if you want any action.
Well, thanks for the idea, Eddie, but I think I'll write my own letter.
Okay, kid. But don't forget, I'm with you 100% in this battle with the enemy.
Dear Ella, on school nights, my parents won't let me go out. They say it makes my schoolwork suffer, but all my friends can go out on school nights. I think they're being unfair. What do you think?
Boy, Beaver, this is the neatest idea I've ever heard of.
Yeah, and when she balls out your parents in front of the whole world, you've got them.
Yeah, now I've got to think of some name to sign it with.
Well, sign a Beaver.
Don't be goofy. You don't sign it with some name your parents could recognize. You gotta sign with like the other guys do. You know, anxious, confused. Well, something that has to do with your problem.
Solitary confinement?
Iron curtain?
I know. I'll just sign it prisoner.
Yeah, prisoner. That's the way I did it in that neat comic book story, The Count of Monte Cristo.
Yeah.
Can I be excused, Mom?
You didn't finish your eggs.
Well, my stomach doesn't feel like eggs this morning. Can I be excused, please, Mom?
Go ahead. What's the matter with that boy? He's been rushing away from the table and not acting himself all week.
Maybe he's got a girl.
What makes you think so, Wally?
Well, when a guy starts acting weird, a girl's the first thing you look for.
Hey, Bee, you ready to leave?
Hiya, guy. You going to school already? It's way too early.
We know, but we thought we'd mess around on the playground a while.
Well, okay, wait a second. I want to see if Bella answered my letter. Well, I wrote her a long time ago, almost a week, and it still hasn't been in here. I'll bet she makes that stuff up.
Yeah, she probably thinks of a good answer, then writes the question.
Yeah. Hey, it's here. She did answer it.
Come on, let's hear it. What'd she say?
Dear prisoner, I agree with your parents. If your schoolwork is suffering, stay home on school nights and just see your friends on the weekends.
She double-crossed you, Bee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I get for listening to that dumb old Eddie Haskell.
Boy, you better duck this before your parents see it.
Yeah, this backs up everything they told me. If they saw this, I'd practically have to be a married man before I could go out of the house on school nights.
Yeah, I guess you better ditch it, Beef.
Well, how about in back of that planter by the front door?
Yeah.
Thank you, Beaver. Good morning, boys.
Good morning,
Good morning,
Mr.
Beaver. We'll see you at school, Beef.
Thanks a lot, Ma.
Bye,
Wally.
Bye, Wally.
Hey, who's chasing you?
Nobody's chasing me. Can I have some more toast, Mom?
But you said you were through.
Yeah, but all of a sudden, I got real hungry.
Hey,
through the paper, Dad?
I just got the paper, Beaver. Here. You have the comics if you want.
Thanks. Is Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have another part of the paper?
You haven't read the funnies yet.
Yeah, but, lately I don't care much about reading the funnies.
Oh?
Yeah, since I've been getting older, I don't want to read about the bad stuff that's going on in the world. You know, like you and Mom.
Oh, here. Take this part. It's loaded with bad stuff.
Thank you.
This bad stuff's going to have to wait. I have to get going. All right, see you later, dear.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Beav.
So long, Dad.
Have a good day. Beaver, you want jelly or marmalade on your toast?
No, thanks, Mom.
No, thanks what?
No, thanks. No toast. I didn't know it was so late.
But you said you were hungry.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could eat it on the way to school. Oh, Mom, is it okay if I take this part of this paper to school for current events?
Well, I guess so. I didn't think you had current events until Friday.
Oh, that's okay, Mom. I'll pick one that won't go stale by then.
Come on, Mom. Bye, Beaver.
Boys are certainly quiet tonight. Didn't anything interesting happen at school today?
Well, yeah, Eddie Haskell got kicked out of gym class. We were having a rope climb, and Eddie tied his rope into a hangman's noose.
I don't think that's very funny.
Yeah, neither does the coach. He told Eddie that one more stunt like that, and he was going to drop him from the handball tournament.
I didn't know Eddie played handball.
Yeah, that's the only thing he's any good at. He's trying to get the school to declare it a major sport.
Nobody plays handball much at our school. They ran out of those gloves with no fingers.
You know, speaking of school, I ran across an interesting item at the barber shop today. It was in that newspaper column, Tell It to Ella.
Oh, I like her. What does she have to say?
Dear Ella, on school nights, my parents won't let me go out. They say it makes my schoolwork suffer. But all my friends can go out on school nights. I think they're being unfair. What do you think? It's signed, Prisoner.
Boy, that hits close to home.
Yes, I thought it was rather close.
What is Ella's answer?
Dear Prisoner, I agree with your parents. If your schoolwork is suffering, you should stay home on school nights and just see your friends on weekends. That is very close to your problem, isn't it, Beaver?
Yeah, Dad. Too close.
From that letter, I'd say we're not the only mean old parents who make their children stay home on school nights.
I'll get it.
Boy, Beaver, what a rat you turned out to be.
Yeah, you really fixed us good.
Huh? My mom saw your letter in the Tell It to Ella column, and now she's going to make me stay home on school nights. And I won't be able to go to the jalopy races and stuff.
Yeah, and that goes for me, too. Because Mike's mom told my mom,
all on account of you writing that dumb letter.
But, Mike, you guys thought it was a great idea.
Listen, just because I went along with a crummy idea doesn't mean I had to like it.
Boy, I should have never written that dumb letter.
On account of you, we probably won't be allowed out on weeknights till we're old men.
You're a prisoner. I hope you get life.
No. Well, just Mike and Kevin.
Beaver, you know your friends shouldn't come around right at dinner time.
I don't think my friends will be coming around much more any time, Dad. Dad? Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
I guess I ought to tell you something. I'm the prisoner.
What's this?
In the telltale column. I'm the guy who wrote that letter and signed it prisoner.
Hey, no kidding, Beef. You mean you wrote that? Boy, you've really got nerve.
Yeah, well, I thought I did. But I found out something, Dad.
Yes, Beaver?
I'm never going to outsiders for advice again, no matter who tells me.
Oh?
Yeah, they only give you the same stuff to get at home, and it can get you in trouble with all your friends.
Beaver, why did you write to Dear Ella instead of talking it over with us?
Well, because I thought the punishment was unfair. And I guess I wanted to prove that Dad was wrong.
But it didn't turn out that way, huh, Beaver?
Boy, I'll see it didn't. I'll never try that again, Dad.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Beaver. Because a lot of people go all through life trying to prove that the things that are good for them are wrong.
Hey, tell me something, Beaver. Where did you get this goofy idea, anyway? It doesn't sound like you.
Well, I guess Eddie Haskell sort of told me.
You mean you listened to Eddie?
I couldn't really help it. Dad, Eddie can always make stupid stuff sound smart.
That you, Bing?
Yeah.
How was the game?
Terrific. We beat him in the last quarter, 24-20.
Boy, I sure wish I could have seen it, but I had a date.
Yeah, I'm sure glad I worked it so I could go.
You worked it?
Yeah, I happened to see something that tell at the Elecom, where it said fathers and sons should pal around, you know, do things together and go places and stuff. Well, so I snuck a copy into the den and put it on Dad's desk so he'd be sure and see it.
Yeah, that's what Dad told me you did.
Up next, an I Love Lucy episode that's jam-packed with memorable moments, including the Cuban Pete Sally Sweet number from Lucy and Desi's vaudeville act, and the famous dinner scene where Lucy begs for table scraps. Episode 3, The Diet, is coming up next.